Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Tom Skanke. He's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Tom Skanke. He's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to see you.
For people in economic development, this has got to be the greatest time ever in the state of Nevada.
It is such an exciting time to be a part of what's happening here. The governor 3 or 4 years ago created the new governor's office of economic development. The legislature passed legislation to really revamp the way we do economic development here, and I couldn't be more excited to be a part of that. What's happened here in the last 3 years in economic development is really being talked about around the country as Nevada has jump-started the way we do this industry and the way we do our business. And it's very, very exciting to be a part of what's going on here in the state of Nevada.
Let's talk about some of the big projects that are already underway. Tesla, for example. Your thoughts on Tesla coming to Nevada, the breaks that they got, and the location they ended up in.
So, first of all, I think it's a great coup for the state of Nevada to bring a company like Tesla to our state. And, you know, there was a lot of conversation about why didn't that project come to Las Vegas. And we met with them for a full day, had a great meeting with their site selectors and their development people from Tesla. And, Sam, I'll tell you, we didn't have the buildings. We didn't have the land. We weren't prepared for a project like that, and we've done some research over the last year to prove to the development community that we've got to do better in building large industrial warehouse space. We're working with the city of North Las Vegas right now on Mayor Lee's project and vision for Apex, and that's probably the only place in our valley right now where we could do a big project, but it has its challenges of water and other infrastructure needs. But Southern Nevada wasn't prepared for that project, and I believe that getting Tesla to the state, my thought process is, it's better having a company coming to Nevada, whether it's in Winnemucca or Tonopah or Elko or Reno or Mesquite or Boulder City. As long as that company's coming to Nevada, Nevada wins. It plays into what the governor wants to do with his strategy on economic development, and I couldn't be more pleased to have Tesla in this state.
One of the things that you mentioned briefly there, but I'd like to get into more detail, is the topic of infrastructure. What Roger Norman did at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors, was to put in the infrastructure from day one. And every time a new company came to TRI, he didn't pocket the money. He put it back into infrastructure. So there was fiber. There were power plants. There's five power plants out there, two railroad lines into the park. That wasn't available at Apex.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, God bless him for doing it, because most developers take the profit and walk away and then let the next piece dictate what happens. Anytime you can put money back into the infrastructure, right, because that's what moves our $17 trillion economy, is the roads and rails and our airspace. And, you know, I sit on the State Department of Transportation Board, and we've made approvals for that project, and we took some heat for that. You got to have roadways and railways to make a project like that work. That's how you attract industry, right? You cannot move a $17 trillion U.S. economy without roads and rail and airspace. So, you know, I praise the developer for putting the money back into it. I think the governor did the right thing by creating the incentives and bringing this company here. It demonstrates real leadership. There's a lot of competition out there, Sam. We've got the U-Star plan in Utah, which is a huge fund. Arizona has a huge fund. Texas has a huge fund. New York's got Startup New York, and they're fairly successful. I don't know why you'd want to move your company to New York, but I get it. California has lots of regulation. Nevada is one of the best places in the country to move. Southern Nevada has to be better prepared. I don't look at Reno as my competition. In fact, Mike and I work very well together at EDON. Elko's not my competition. Salt Lake City's not my competition. Shanghai's my competition. Beijing's my competition. Paris is my competition. Places like Brazil and Argentina, that's the competition that we deal with here. And that's how we look at how we do economic development. Phoenix isn't my competition. In fact, we should be partnering with Phoenix. They have things that we don't. We have things that they don't. And as long as the business comes to the region, right, as long as the business comes to Nevada or comes to this region, it helps our tourism, it helps our commerce, it helps our convention business. So we have a different point of view of how we do economic development.
And one of the things that's very interesting that continues to this day is that when people think of Nevada, they think of Las Vegas. And when they talk about Reno, if they've never been there, they think it's a 10-minute drive. So when outsiders look at Nevada, they don't really see the wide open spaces. I want to get to talking about Story County and their permitting process. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and more on economic development when we return.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tom Skanke. He is an expert on economic development. So I wanted to talk about Story County and their permitting process. You know, when you go to Washoe County or Clark County, there's going to be a long lead time to get any project ready to go. In Story County, you walk in, you get your permit, they give you a shovel and say you want to start digging now.
What a great process, Sam. I mean, we can all be so lucky.
How do you take this? And use that concept around the country, I mean, let alone around Nevada. But, I mean, it's brilliant. Companies like Walmart, when they came in for their distribution plan, could not believe how fast they were able to put their building up.
Well, you know, we have challenges here in southern Nevada, and I'm sure they have challenges in Washoe County. And the bigger the county, the bigger the government, and the bigger the government, the more regulation in the process. And I can equate this in the federal government side. I think it's great what Story County does, that they can, the process is you walk in, you get your permit. That's a competitive advantage, right? And in fact, the state should be selling that competitive advantage and attracting more businesses, whether it's, Story County is not my competition. Story County is a part of the state of Nevada. If their process is quicker and more streamlined than mine, great. I know in my world, previous world of transportation, I used to tell people all the time, when you add one federal dollar to a transportation project, you add 10 to 15 years to the process. Because there's so much regulation, there's so much oversight, there's all the studies. I think that's a marketing advantage and a competitive disadvantage for Story County to have that process. It's attractive to companies. I mean, think about moving your company to a place like Texas or Arizona or Utah, or California, or Story County, you know. It's 15 years maybe in California when you get through the environmental process and everything else you have to go through, and it's, what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes in Story County? Why wouldn't a business look at that location?
And this project has been in place since 1998. It covers two-thirds of Story County. And so if there were problems that were going to be associated with that, we would have known about it long ago, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they've been prepared for what the new economy, the 21st century economy, is, and I hope they do well. I'm a Northern Nevada guy. I went to the University of Nevada, Reno. I graduated there. I've lived in Las Vegas for 27 years. I'm a Nevadan. I've been in the state for 34 years, and I don't look at North-South. I look at us as a state, and if they succeed, we succeed.
Okay, so what do you say to folks? And it's the editorial page of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's Dave DeMore at UNLV, who are constantly pounding away about Southern Nevada is just not getting its fair share.
Yeah, I mean, so there's some truth to that, right? I mean, there's some truth to that. We are the economic engine for the state, which is why I think philosophically you've got to have a different cultural perspective of what's going on here. We've had a lot of internal discussions with my team at the Global Economic Alliance in that, if the rest of the state succeeds, right, then the math balances out. You know, we contribute here in Southern Nevada about two-thirds of the state budget to the general fund and the overall operation of the state, and the complaint is we get about a third back. Well, if the rest of the state does extremely well, then we all contribute to the pot, and then we all get back what we put in. I mean, we should be helping our neighbor, not beating our neighbor down. It's a culture. We want more back when we give more. I'll use a transportation analogy. There are donor and donee states. We've got to work together as a collective state in order for the whole state to succeed. So in my mind, if we don't have, and Mike and I do this, if we have a client that comes here that doesn't work, we send it to Reno or Elko or Carson City. If they've got a client up there that doesn't work, Sam, they send it down to us. It's a collective effort, and that's what the Governor's Office of Economic Development has pretty much dictated to us, which is let's work with a common database, let's work as a state as a whole on this, let's not compete, And the governor set that up, and Steve Hill manages that entire organization. And I think Steve does a superb job of having us all work together, having us all work on the same leads. Because if it, as I said, it may work for Reno, it may work for Mesquite, and we're going to help Mesquite. It may work for Boulder City or Laughlin or Henderson or North Las Vegas or Las Vegas or Clark County. That's the job of the Regional Development Authority. It's also my job to help folks who are about the rest of the state.
Okay, but on the flip side of that, if you didn't view it from that perspective and these other communities were failing, then it would be the state and Clark County in the end that would have to prop up those other economies.
Sam, even with new math, that's the end result, right? The bottom line is Clark County is responsible today for about two-thirds of the state budget. I would say, how do we help out our neighbors so that the whole state benefits and we don't have to put two-thirds into the state budget? That we figure out a formula where the state benefits. So if my partners in the other 16 counties are doing well, then the state's doing well. And I think the governor has made that pretty clear on economic development. He certainly just made it very clear on education. If you notice in his State of the State speech, he didn't single out one industry who was going to pay more. He said, we all have to pay more. Now, whether you agree with his formula or not, he didn't single out you or me or the gaming industry or the mining industry or the manufacturing industry. He said, we as a state need to participate together. That's what he's done with economic development. And Sam, he's been very successful in that. And so I think I'm proud of Brian for using the same formula for where he wants to go with education.
You get to call him Brian. We all have to
known him a long time.
Your Honor or Judge. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're holding Tom Skanke over for the whole show. He's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance. Let's talk about Switch. Major now, this is a huge company. For those that are not aware, as Lance Gilman said on this program, they store the secrets of the world. I mean, vast data storage. They're making a massive expansion in Las Vegas, as well as expanding to Northern Nevada and fiber optically connecting both ends of the state and then to L.A. and San Francisco. What is this going to mean in real terms?
Well, I think, Rob, First of all, Rob Roy is an amazing man, brilliant mind, a great supporter of our efforts and what the governor is doing. He's a huge investor in our organization. We have office space because of Rob at the Innovation Center, and I just couldn't be more pleased with that partnership. I think Rob's calling that the super loop, if I recall, of connecting the state of Nevada. Yeah, this is a Las Vegas startup company that many years ago when Rob started his business, people looked at him and said, "You're nuts. This will never amount to much." We call him the Internet. Like, he is the Internet. And if you drive from Decatur to Jones on Warm Springs, Switch is building a massive amount of infrastructure. And the economic impact to our region is not just substantial, it's huge. The investments that he's going to make in northern Nevada will be just as substantial. And Rob has a vision for this state, which he rarely shares, so I hope I don't get it wrong, Rob, when you're watching this segment. But he is a Nevadan, and he believes in this state. And he believes that what he is doing is the right thing for our state, and I support everything that he's doing. I think the investment in Reno is critical to better link our universities, to better link our state government, to have better access to our legislature from southern Nevada, to have him make the choice of either, he had a choice, he could have made that investment in Arizona and Phoenix, or could have made the investment here in Nevada, and he chose Nevada. We're lucky. We are very lucky to have, I think the governor used $2 billion worth of infrastructure in this state. You know, a billion here and a billion there, pretty soon you're talking about real money, Sam, right? And a $2 billion investment in this state in a non-gaming enterprise is substantial. And we're so lucky that Rob had the vision and the willingness to invest in our state as a whole.
So looking at the Las Vegas, San Francisco, L.A. component, do you think that this is going to end up turning Nevada into a mini Silicon Valley that's far more affordable than the actual Silicon Valley?
I would like to say it's going to be a maxi Silicon Valley. I think we right now are very competitive. So in the Innovation Center, there are five or six startups that used to be in the Silicon Valley. They have moved. They still maybe have a little bit of an operation there in the Silicon Valley, but they moved to Nevada because of the workforce, because of Switch, because of the Innovation Center, because of what's happening with the downtown project. Because of what's happening with Tesla, right? I mean, when the Tesla deal was announced, we took 22 phone calls that first day, Sam, from companies that were looking at locating in Las Vegas. Why? Because Tesla was coming to Nevada. And they looked at Las Vegas because of Switch. So I think we've got to keep in mind that these investments will make Nevada. And Switch is driving this, by the way. Rob is driving that tech economy. It positions us extremely well and strategically well for the 21st century global economy. We're lucky to have Rob here.
Microsoft has also had a presence in Northern Nevada for quite a while with Microsoft licensing. Mm-hmm. Apple came in a couple of years ago with a data center. It seems like more and more people are kind of sliding in under the radar to an extent to be here.
And you're going to see more, Sam. With this investment, Rob's company has gone global. Couldn't be more proud of that word, quite frankly, but Rob has taken Switch global, he's taken it national, he's taken it statewide. I would say stand by to see more things coming from Rob Roy. He's part of the reason why these companies are looking at the state of Nevada, because he can provide them data storage and data delivery. Our facility has the fastest internet speeds of any other location in the United States. My computer can't keep up with the speed of the internet, and I've got a brand new computer. So, we're very lucky as a state and particularly here in Southern Nevada as our region to have Rob as a partner and have him leading the way in our tech economy.
Okay, we've got about a minute and a half left. I want to talk about Interstate 11. I think this plays into this whole thing, because with Switch putting in a fiber line from Las Vegas to Reno, I'm presuming that that's going to run along that route.
Yeah, so Interstate 11 is a multimodal, multi-utility corridor, right? So you can put anything in that right-of-way, from telecommunications to water to electricity to transportation infrastructure. And when we talked about I-11 a few years ago, when four of us were sitting around a table like this in Phoenix and said we should do this, we talked about making it a multimodal, multi-utility corridor. And, you know, Nevada's leading the charge, if you will, in the first segment of I-11 with the Boulder City Bypass. NDOT is now looking at, as you've seen, the I-11 report is out, and they've looked at two or three alternatives of where we connect the state. This is my personal opinion. The eastern part of the state's not going to be happy with what I say, but connecting Reno and Las Vegas with Interstate 11 is economically feasible. I've got some ideas for some solutions for the eastern part of the state of how they connect to that link. And then you take a look at all the connectivity that we'll have from Mexico, connecting to Canada and Oregon and Washington. It just makes sense to make that corridor a tech corridor as well as a transportation corridor.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds left. A date for when we'll be driving from Phoenix to Las Vegas, a date for when we'll be driving from Las Vegas to Reno.
Wow, Sam, that's tough. Phoenix to Las Vegas, probably 2025, and Las Vegas to Reno could be either sooner than that. Might be a little bit later because it all depends upon the environmental process.
That's where you got to leave it, Tom. Great show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Sam. It's good to see you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
How do you make cancer a thing of the past? Well, you use the past. Huntsman Cancer Institute has combined 300 years of family histories with health records to discover inherited genes for melanoma, breast, colon, and ovarian cancers so we can predict and treat cancer, and sometimes even prevent it from happening in the first place. To learn more or support the cause, go to huntsmancancer.org.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that.
Call to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month, and ask about our next day installation. So talk to one of our experts today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
On our next broadcast, former Republican State Party Chair Amy Tarkanian. We'll see you on the next broadcast.